When Larry Hogan is sworn into office today, he will be the first Maryland governor in more than 150 years with no prior experience in elected office. But WYPR's Karen Hostler reports that Hogan is already benefiting from a lifetime of learning politics at close range.
The brisk and businesslike manner with which Larry Hogan has built a government from scratch since his upset victory over Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown 11 weeks ago is instructive.
This is our 12th press conference for the Hogan-Rutherford transition team. 24 hours after I take the oath of office, we will have a budget briefing in the governor's reception room.
It betrays no hint of the Republican novice who somehow hit pay dirt to claim the Democratic state's top political job. That's because Hogan, 58, is no novice. He learned ambition from his father, a Republican congressman and county executive who 40 years ago also made a bid for the governor's mansion that didn't turn out so well. Hogan learned hardball politics from the Prince George's County Democrats, who ran Maryland's last political machine. And as patronage chief for Maryland's most recent Republican governor, Robert Ehrlich, he learned that power sharing doesn't come naturally in this winner-take-all state. During an interview at his campaign headquarters, Hogan acknowledged the apparent contradiction between who he is and how he may be viewed by the great mass of Marylanders just tuning in.
I've been through this before and have been around government and politics my entire life, but I think the reason I was elected was because I was not a career politician and that I had not held elective office, and they were looking for a change of direction.
By all indications, the major influence in the new governor's life is Lawrence J. Hogan Sr., a former FBI agent and PR guy who beat the odds in 1968 to win a congressional seat from Prince George's County as a Republican. What followed were big wins and bad losses. Hogan Sr. was defeated in his 1974 bid for governor by Republicans protesting his vote on the House Judiciary Committee to impeach Richard Nixon. But he didn't give up politics. By 1978, he bested the overwhelming Democratic majority to seize the post of Prince George's County executive. The elder Hogan confided on the night his son won the GOP gubernatorial primary that he had cautioned him against making the race for fear of failure. But no one was more visibly exultant at Larry Jr.'s victory on election night in November, his son recalled.
It was very hard for me. I mean, he came hobbling across the stage and kissed me on the cheek while I'm in the middle of my speech, and my eyes teared up and my throat choked up, and I was like, you know, I got to hold it together here. I'm going to start crying.
Former Democratic State Delegate Timothy Maloney, a high school buddy and later roommate of Hogan's, said Larry got his first taste of politics in divided government as a top aide to his father, a job that he clearly loved.
He's very successful in business, but you could always tell he wanted to do more in terms of public service. There's a lot of business people who are satisfied with making a lot of money and being very successful. But I think Larry's always had this hunger to serve.
As 24-year-old roommates, the Democratic state legislator and the Republican son of the county executive joined forces in 1980 to campaign for a referendum change to the county charter that would make it easier to challenge machine candidates. Hogan smiled at the memory.
We did break up the old line machine. So I've always been about challenging the status quo, always been about trying to bring checks and balances and reform, and always been about bipartisanship.
And yet, one of Hogan's longest, if not closest, relationships is with Congressman Steny Hoyer. The House Democratic whip was president of the Maryland Senate during the 70s and a leader of the Democratic organization. He rejects the term machine that once had a lock on Prince George's County political jobs.
Steny's a good guy I've known for a long time, but he and I don't philosophically agree on very many things.
Hogan challenged Hoyer twice for his congressional seat, giving him his closest brush with defeat in a 1994 race with a radically redrawn district. Yet, as owner of a real estate business, the Republican was a longtime regular at Hoyer's annual birthday party fundraisers.
Well, you know, Steny had a heck of a party in Prince George's County. Every year was the biggest event. I was in business, and we stopped by there to do business with all the folks that were there.
Hoyer has plenty of experience in his congressional post with partisan discord. During an interview at a restaurant in Prince Frederick, he praised Hogan's efforts so far to strike an ecumenical tone.
Well, I think in a world of alternatives, that's the only alternative he has if he wants to be successful. He's going to have to deal with the Democratic Board of Public Works, going to have to deal with the Democratic legislature and a Democratic congressional delegation. So, I mean, to do otherwise would be not very productive.
Larry's stepbrother, Patrick Hogan, who served two terms in the House of Delegates before returning full-time this month to his own real estate career, allowed us how there might be a yen for public service in the blood.
We're a political family. We've been involved for decades at various levels.
And if there don't seem to be enough longtime political connections, add Senate President Mike Miller, who along with House Speaker Mike Bush can make or break the Hogan administration. Miller was the driver in 1962 for a Republican gubernatorial candidate backed by Larry Hogan Sr. The reception Miller accorded the governor-elect during his visit to the Senate on last week's opening day could hardly have been warmer.
And I've known this gentleman's family and himself for over 50 years. He's honest, he's hardworking, and I promise that we're going to work together across the aisle, coming together and staying together and work together.
Maybe they will, and maybe they won't. But it seemed like a good sign when Hogan privately greeted Miller on the Senate rostrum with the observation that they were wearing the same suit. I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.